Hello, Rowlett. Welcome to This Week in Rowlett, the podcast where we dive into all the happenings and highlights in our city. I'm Brittany Farr, your guide and director of economic and community development here in Rowlett. Each week, we'll bring you the latest news, updates, and stories from around our community.
The force is strong with those who are informed and engage in their communities.
In the spirit of our May the 4th Cast Your Vote theme, join us at the Rowlett City Hall on Thursday, April 11th at 6:30 p.m. to learn more about the 2024 bond election. We'll also have a second bond election meeting on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6:30 p.m., also at Rowlett City Hall. Whether you're with the Rebels or the Empire, these meetings are your opportunity to gather all the information you need, ask questions, and understand how you play a part in shaping Rowlett's future. Visit rowlettbond.com to learn more. The Farmers and Craft Market is in full swing. Join us every Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the downtown Rowlett Green to enjoy a variety of food trucks and visit with local vendors. April was proclaimed Autism Acceptance Month in the city of Rowlett at last week's city council meeting. Additionally, the downtown Rowlett Water Tower was lit blue on April 2nd in honor of World Autism Awareness Day and as a symbol of Rowlett's commitment to promoting public awareness and acceptance of individuals with autism. Also at last week's city council meeting, a proclamation was presented recognizing April 7th through 13th as National Library Week. From early literacy and education programs to recreational reading, study, and research, Rowlett residents find the community's living room a place to learn and relax, meet and greet their neighbors, and take advantage of the many resources the library has to offer. April is Food for Finds Month at the library. Each package of food brought to the library during the month of April will erase $1 off your finds. Food for Finds does not apply to fees acquired for damaged or lost materials. Items collected will be distributed to the food pantries at Life Message, Hope in Hand, and the North Texas Food Bank. Attention, Rowlett teens! Are you looking for ways to give back to the community? If so, we have a spot for you. The Rowlett Youth Advisory Council is now accepting applications. Deadline to apply is April 12th. The seniors' field trip to Fort Worth Botanical Gardens is April 10th at 9 a.m. Spring is the most beautiful time of the year to visit this world-famous garden. Join us and immerse yourself in a blooming wonderland. Cost is $25 per person and call 972-412-6170 to sign up. The family campout at Pecan Grove Park is this weekend, April 13th and 14th. Get ready for an unforgettable outdoor adventure. Registration is open for this popular annual overnight campout. Set up your family's tent and enjoy challenges, activities, and games designed for all ages. The April Wellness Hike, presented by the Parks and Rec Department, will take place this Saturday, April 13th at 8 a.m. at Rowlett Lakeside Park. And looking into the weeks ahead, Keep Rowlett Beautiful's Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Green. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics and includes a poetry and art contest. Deadline to apply for the contest is April 14th. We'll see you on the lawn for performances, games, food trucks, and vendor booths. The Downtown Strategic Plan Open House is Monday, April 22nd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Rowlett Community Center. We are reimagining the future of downtown and creating a plan to guide us. Your input in this planning process is essential in shaping that vision. Join us at the final open house and tell us what you think. For more details on any story or event I've mentioned in today's episode, make sure to check out the show notes in the description. And don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms to stay connected and up to date for all things Rowlett. Links to those are in the show notes as well. Hope to see you here next week, Rowlett!